Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. In recent days and weeks, we have heard a lot about some incurable diseases, specifically one which apparently broke out in Germany and has affected all kinds of people now. And people are telling us that they don't really know for sure where this disease comes from, and specifically that they have no cure for it. But this is by no means the only incident. And what I like to do today is to just give you a very, very brief general overview as to what diseases are floating around in areas where we might not expect them. Here's an article which was published by Oceana, dated May 25. And of course, if you listen to this article closely, you can see where I am getting at. It says, while 84% of the seafood eaten in the United States is imported, only 2% is currently inspected, and less than 0.001% specifically for fraud. In fact, recent studies have found that seafood may be mislabeled as often as 25 to 70% of the time for fish like red snapper, wild salmon, and Atlantic cod, disguising species that are less desirable, cheaper, or more readily available, and I might add, which are not healthy. It goes on to say that despite growing concern about where our food comes from, consumers are frequently served, specifically in restaurants, the wrong fish, a completely different species than the one they paid for. With about 1,700 different species of seafood from all over the world now available in the United States, it is unrealistic to expect consumers to be able to independently and accurately determine what fish is really being served. It's important for us to understand that because God has given us laws. He has given us health laws. And these health laws tell us what kind of meat, what kind of fish is good for human consumption and which is not. And of course, people today tell us, oh, this is no longer valid. The laws regarding clean, unclean meat is no longer in force and effect. What stupidity. God gave us health laws. He is the one who created meat, who created animals to tell us what to eat and what not to eat. And when it comes to fish, he's telling us that only certain fish should be eaten. Fish which the Bible says has fins and scales. So when you go to a restaurant and you order a fish and you think you are getting something which has fins and scales, you might be perhaps very much surprised if you were to learn that neither of that is true. But it goes further than that. Here's an article by Reuters dated June 10. Public health officials warned Alaskans to avoid eating shellfish. They harvest from the southeastern tip of the state after high concentrations of a poison that kill humans was found. It goes on to say the most poisonous shellfish discovered were baby mussels with toxin levels of more than 30,000 micrograms per 100 grams of shellfish meat. Those levels are so high, the article goes on to say, that a single mussel could kill several people. Now again, whether shellfish is declared as poisonous or not, again, the Bible tells us not to eat it to begin with. Shellfish is not anything God has created for human consumption. So you should stay away from that one way or the other. Here's an article regarding what I alluded to in the beginning of the program, the dangerous sprouts, This article by the Associated Press reported on June 10 that investigators have determined that German-grown vegetables, sprouts, are the cause of the E. coli outbreak. Now, first it was something else. Now they have determined it is the sprouts, but they haven't really produced any ironclad proof either. And they admit that. It goes on to say in this article that authorities are now lifting the warning against eating cucumbers, tomatoes, and lettuce, because that's what originally was said to be the cause for that disease, and they explicitly urged consumers now to start eating those vegetables once again. But don't eat sprouts, they say, and they go on to say that the crisis isn't over yet, and they haven't quite determined yet as to where those infected sprouts might have ended up at. Deutsche Welle added on June 13, to give you a flavor as to the dimensions of this problem. The number of people who have died in the outbreak of the E. coli strain in Germany has risen to 36, that was last Monday, health officials confirmed. Taiwan announced it was suspending imports of bean sprouts from Germany as a precaution against the bacteria. And of course, the problem is first they had banned the import of tomatoes and lettuce and so on. Now it's the sprouts. And you can see what kind of a economic consequence these outbreaks may have for a particular country or countries. Here's an alarming article by the New York Times, dated June 13. It said, every year in the United States, 325,000 people are hospitalized because of food-borne illnesses, and 5,000 die. That's right. Food kills one person every 2 hours in the United States. It goes on to say perhaps the most disgraceful aspect of our agricultural system is the way antibiotics are recklessly stuffed into healthy animals to make them grow faster. The Food and Drug Administration reported recently that 80% of antibiotics in the United States go to livestock, not humans, and 90% of the livestock antibiotics are administered in their food or water, typically to healthy animals to keep them from getting sick when they are confined in squalid and crowded conditions. This creates a perfect breeding ground for antibiotic-resistant bacteria. The upshot is that ailments can become pretty much untreatable. So here we're talking about sicknesses which are actually caused by us, turning out to be incurable, untreatable. It goes on to say that antibiotic resistance has multiple causes that are difficult to unravel. Doctors overprescribe them, and that is most certainly the case. It goes on to say patients misuse them, and that is most certainly the case. But notice, looking at numbers, by far the biggest element of overuse is agriculture. We would never think of trying to keep our children healthy by adding antibiotics to school water fountains, because we know that this would breed antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Vegetarians may think that they are immune, but they are not. E. coli originates in animals, but can spill into water used to irrigate vegetables, contaminating them. One of the most common antibiotic-resistant bacteria is MRSA, which now kills more Americans annually than AIDS. MRSA was found in 70% of hogs on one farm, and MRSA was found in 45% of employees working at hog farms. And then the article goes on to say that we need more public education. A great place to start reforms would be by banning the feeding of antibiotics to healthy livestock. But did you also notice what was specifically singled out here? Hog farms, pig farms. And that's another interesting thing, because God clearly prohibits us the consumption of swine, of pigs, because it's not healthy for us. And people don't seem to understand that. They don't seem to understand that God, the creator of all life, has told us what to eat and what not to eat. And this is a timeless health law, which is in effect today as much as it was when God gave those laws to the people. You see, in the book of Deuteronomy, which is an end-time prophecy, God is telling us, and you can find it in the 28th chapter and in verse 27, that he will inflict the nations with incurable diseases. And sometimes we are doing it to ourselves, and God just allows it to happen. In the book of Revelation, in the 6th chapter, we read about the fourth seal, which talks about disease epidemics. And Christ, when he was asked about the times of the end, he specifically mentioned in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 7, and also in Luke chapter 21 and verse 11, he mentioned pestilences, as the King James Bible has it. In other words, diseases. And you put all those scriptures together and you see that these things are going to happen even much more forcefully, because we are living in the end times. Now, we cannot totally be protected by these things, because we are living in this kind of environment from a human standpoint, that is. God can always protect us. But we can, of course, try to do what we can to avoid bringing additional diseases on ourselves. And so don't make the mistake of eating just about everything you want, whether it's healthy for you or not. We have produced an article. It's a Q&A on clean and unclean animals, on animals, animal meat, which is healthy for you and which is not. Of course, we're not talking about normally healthy animals, which then are being fed with antibiotics. That's another problem. But at least do what you can. And if you really want to, we are happy to send you a copy of this article, because it will help you greatly in your decision-making process as what to eat and what not to eat. See, God looks at this very seriously. He says when he comes back, he will punish those who, for instance, eat swine's flesh. Why would he do that if all of that has been done away with? So thanks very much for watching. Thanks very much for listening. And I hope you have taken some comfort in the fact that God has given you ways out of this present disease and health care dilemma. You can do things, but you are supposed to do what you can. So thanks again. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.